This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed and delightful star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And Elena, how are you?
Well, I'm okay, given that there's no more Oprah. I guess I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
You know, if I had watched one of those shows this week, that would have made one show of hers that I watched in the last 25 years.
I'm with you. How did we do this? How did we know what to read? How did we know what shampoo to use? How did we know anything?
I don't know. I also never got a new car handed to me during that time either.
And we didn't get raptured this week. We survived the Oprah apocalypse. Can you name the American Idol winner? That's the other story.
I was the country singing kid. I watched about 5 minutes of that early on after they actually started. They got them all in like the top 12 or 16 or 24, whatever it is. And I saw that one kid sing, and I'm like, he's pretty good. I hope he wins, and changed the channel and never went back. So glad to know that my ability to spot talent is very sharp.
Well, I bet you can't name last year's winner either.
Ooh.
We cannot accept country singing kid. I'm sorry. For this year's winner. It's after Kelly Clarkson, they kind of lost me.
Carrie Underwood, she won it one time. She's doing pretty well. You have to pretty much be good at trivia.
I do have Clay Aiken on my iPod. I'll admit that freely right now.
He did not win though.
But he did not win. That's right.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, so more in the Arnold story this week. We've seen the husband come forward.
Oh yes.
And I just want to say that the Capitol Steps saw this coming probably, I don't know how many years ago, 7 or 8 years ago.
Right about the time of the recall, I'm guessing.
About the time of the recall, there was all these allegations, and we decided we brought Arnold out and we did a song about it. And I think you might say now this song looks pretty prophetic. I'll say prophetic carefully, not pathetic.
Exactly. All right, here's the Capitol Steps from back in 2003, catching a glimpse of the Schwarzenegger story that's got everybody talking now.
All right, it's time to begin the press conference with Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yes, you've all heard of Meet the Press. I call this Press the Meat.
Now, Governor Schwarzenegger, what do you think of the critics who say that you lack the necessary experience to run the state of California?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but for many years I served as Mr. Universe. During that time, I successfully ensured that the Earth never got too close to the sun, causing us all to burst into flames. I think if I could do that for the universe, California will be a piece of strudel.
Now, Governor, the environment is a cause which is very near and dear to the hearts of many Californians. How can you reassure us that our children will have clean air to breathe?
I plan to take a trip to Mars. When I get there, I will activate the ancient alien reactor deep in the planet's core there. Thereby releasing pure, clean oxygen for generations to come.
At least you're a man of honor.
Yes, yes, I got honor, and I stayed honor. Back in Hollywood, I was a stud of movie sets. I treated women badly, but I did not have regrets. I'd tease them and I'd squeeze them, but I wasn't after sex. Since I'm a bodybuilder, I was checking out their pecs. They called me the fondaleur. They said that I fondled her. My hands went round and around and around and around and around. Now up in Sacramento, I'll see that the pass reversed. I'm reaching out to everyone, just touching women first. I don't see any problem if I'm grabbing a few rears. Compare that to what Davis has been doing to you for years.
The universe is just a bit perverse.
My hands went round and around and around and around and around. Now since my wife's a Kennedy, when my sex life caused a fuss, her uncle said to me,
Arnold, my boy, now you're one of us.
Well, I'm the type of guy who will admit when I am wrong. I'd like to say I'm sorry to the ladies in the song.
So Arnold acted badly, that really isn't news. You know he's acted badly if you've read his film reviews.
The people are hinting how I'm like Bill Clinton now, cause I'm a hound, a hound, a hound, a hound, a hound. Ooh. California, yeah!
Hard to figure out what's going to happen next with Arnold, because he's put all his movies on hold now, and it's not like he can exactly be the action star. He's like his mid-60s now.
He's put his movies on hold. Haven't we suffered enough? Please, come on, go back. Arnold, well,
I think a lot of people in California would have wished he never stopped making movies in the last decade. So.
Well, we're looking forward to the 2012 race now. We're just trying to figure out what's funny about Tim Pawlenty and take it from here.
Yeah, absolutely right. Are you sending flowers and chocolates to Sarah Palin's door now that all the other top-tier candidates seem to be saying they don't want to be part of this campaign?
Yeah, certainly all the funny candidates are saying they don't want to run.
I think it's time.
We have high hopes for her, and I guess there's a tell-all book. I'll have to get that and see if there's anything good in that.
Well, you could always run yourself, Elaine, and then you could ensure that all of this would be great fodder for comedy.
Well, maybe we should. We were talking about American Idol earlier. Maybe we should just do it that way and just put them all on TV and have them. We'll just text our votes.
Oh my gosh! Do we really want Ryan Seacrest and J-Lo having that much authority and who becomes our next president?
Oh, the creepy one to me is Steven Tyler.
Oh, him too. Yeah.
Yeah, looking at those 17-year-old girls like.
Yeah.
Like Arnold and a housekeeper.
Oh, great! Wow. On that note, have a fabulous Memorial Day weekend.
And, all right, you too.
And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks,
okay.
Elena.
Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Again, check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. You can pick up a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.